Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And a happy Saturday afternoon to my fellow foodies all across Southern Arizona. We are rocking the house today in the heart of happy hour. Now, you're going to ask, what kind of cocktails are they going to have here at On the Menu Live's live broadcast on this Saturday at 4 o'clock? And as I look around me in this great, delicious setting we're in, I see vats of beautiful, rich, ultra-premium, fresh olive oil and the most intentionally and passionately aged balsamic vinegars from over in Italy. And in fact, it's happy hour here at our broadcast location for this Saturday, Alfonso Olive Oil and Balsamics, right here in St. Philip's Plaza. They all turned out to see what olive oil truly is about. We're here on the southeast corner of River and Campbell, and Tom Alfonso and his family have rolled out the red carpet for us to introduce us to a whole new world of what olive oil and balsamic vinegar really is. And you know what? Tom and his charity has said, anybody that comes in for the show this afternoon and stays here and gets to take a little walk around this wonderful store, he's going to knock 10% off the entire bill for all of your purchases. So this is the place to be to experience olive oil and a balsamic vinegar in a way that you never thought possible. Here at Alfonso Olive Oil and Balsamics, again in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. Well, our celebrity co-host for this week, we haven't had her on the show in quite a while. She's one of the busiest people that we know, and you know, it's tough to get her to sit down, get out of her zone for 10 minutes. But anyway, she's the contributing dining editor for Tucson Guide and the Tucson editor for the Zagat Dining Guide. Edie Girolam is back.
Hi there, Matt.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Well, you know, this is such a wonderful sort of passionate setting that we're in. And, you know, to see your beautiful smile here lighting up the entire room. I mean, you get to do all the great things and write about all the wonderful things happening here in the Southwest and really inspiring the rest of the world on what's going on here in Southern Arizona, kind of on the culinary side of things. I love your job. I love your work. I love reading your work. What kind of things are you seeing as the most fascinating in the Tucson culinary scene?
Well, I have to say this is the first time I've been here, and it's a fantastic place. It's gorgeous. It's, you know, exciting and colorful, and who knew that Tucson would have an olive oil store. This is perfect for our Mediterranean climate, although it doesn't feel Mediterranean today.
Not today.
Feels a little equatorial, but this is a great store. So I just had some water with balsamic in it, peach balsamic, and I thought, what is that going to be? And it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was,
see, that's what you get when you come to Alfonso.
Exactly.
is introducing you to a whole new way of approaching something as, yeah, you know, perhaps pedestrian as vinegar. Tom Alfonso says, no, contraire, we're going to teach you a little thing or two about what you really can do to kind of shake things up a little bit. So peach balsamic in your water, that sounds lovely.
Exactly. I thought, okay, I'm gonna try this, and it was amazing. It just had, you know, a little, not even tartness, it was mostly a peach flavor, and it was fantastic. And this is the perfect time of year. It's salad time, so what better place could we be than
exactly.
Olive oil and balsamic vinegar.
Absolutely love it. We're actually going to be doing a little tasting in the second half of the show. Tom Alfonso is going to sit down and join us, talk to us a little bit. To Tom Alfonso was two words, thank and you for bringing this great concept here to
Absolutely.
Southern Arizona. There's a lot going on in the Tucson food scene, a lot of great restaurants. Summertime is an exciting place to experience what Tucson is culinary-wise. What kind of restaurants have you been experiencing these days that you want to talk about?
Well, the one that I am going to I put into Sunset Magazine for August was Augustine.
Perfect. Very nice.
Yeah, I love that place, and you know, the whole Convento area and that complex is fantastic, and their food is great. So
yeah, they just celebrated their first birthday over at the Mercado San Agustin,
right
down there West Congress, just mm-hmm. west of the freeway on the south side of the street. And Augustine Brasserie, I think of the sort of few authentic French restaurants we have in the Southwest, those guys have hit a bullseye.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, think about summer salad, vichyssoise, and a cocktail, you know, glass of Kir Royale.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yeah, I'm there.
Say it again, Edie. Say it again. I love it.
Vichyssoise salad, Kir Royale.
Now, let me ask, I'm going to put you on the spot. I've talked to Vichyssoise connoisseurs that say they prefer the Vichyssoise cold. And in fact, I've even had some chefs in whom I put a great amount of trust and I hold in high regard tell me that they prefer to serve the Vichyssoise hot. Now, what does Edie Girolam say as the oracle of wisdom in food in Southern Arizona?
She says, it's Southern Arizona, it's cold.
Indeed, a refreshing approach.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we absolutely love it. So, Augustine Brasserie, what about the cocktail side of things? Now, I've seen you around town, you know, enjoying a cocktail here and there. Are there any, have you been fascinated by any cocktails that you've seen some local mixologists mixing up?
Well, as it happens, the summer issue of Tucson Guide magazine is all about cocktails, and well, two of the kings of cocktails, Feo.
Yes.
And he's over at Casino del Sol, and he's mixing up some amazing things, and you know, by the pool with little umbrellas, and, but serious drinks, just because they have umbrellas in them.
Of course.
And then his cohort at 47 Scotch.
Karen Weiss. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I think of the sort of renaissance in the mixology movement. I think Aaron and Karen together have sort of been pioneers in bringing those kinds of cocktails to the space here in Tucson.
They have. I mean, they're both kind of cocktail geeks. They're totally serious about the history of the cocktail and, you know, want the freshest ingredients, and they sit there and pour over, you know, everything in the infusions and, you know, the bitters and you name the ingredient in the esoteric thing. They'll tell you where every cocktail might have been from, margaritas, for example.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we are at the epicenter of margaritas across the country.
Yes.
Where's a good margarita, Edie Girolam, in Tucson?
Oh, sorry, I'm breathing heavily now.
I thought, you know, I have that impact on most people.
You know, I still love Cafe Poca Cosa. They always have a great house margarita. That's one of my favorite places to go.
Very nice.
But, you know, also El Charro has a great selection of margaritas.
Beautiful.
Really, any Mexican restaurant, and there's so many great ones around town, so it's hard to choose. But, you know, downtown is happening, so I think you've nailed
all the good ones. Yeah. We're talking to Edie Girolam, the contributing dining editor for Tucson Guide and the Tucson editor for Sagat Dining Guide. And in fact, Edie says Sunset Magazine comes to, you know, they sort of scratch their heads and they say, what is it about these chefs out there in Southern Arizona that are really beginning to inspire the rest of the nation and, you know, nay, the world? You know, they're going to go right to Edie to write about it and to talk about it. I think that's a lot of fun. Edie, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We're here broadcasting live from Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. How can you say that without a smile across your face in the St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell? And Tom Alfonso himself, who's actually going to be with us in the second half of the show, is going to say, come on in here for the show, get a sense of what this place is all about, meet his lovely wife Nancy and his entire team here at Alfonso's, and he's going to knock 10% off anything that you buy. And folks, it's not just about the delicious olive oil and wonderfully aged balsamic vinegars, it's about the rubs and the salts and the teas. Oh my goodness, I just can't get enough of this place. I absolutely love it. And we're going to ask our next guest what kind of wine she would pair with a lovely olive oil, and we're going to go right to her now from Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Yvonne Fouché is with us. What's going on?
Enjoying the heat. I'm shoveling heat right now.
Shoveling heat. Well, I kind of feel guilty. We're sitting here in this lovely tasting room of ourselves here, tasting some lovely olive oil. Now, Yvonne, I was thinking on my way over here, if I was stranded on a desert island and I only had three things that I could bring with me, I would bring some crusted baguette bread, a bottle of ultra premium fresh olive oil, and I would think a nice bottle of Zinfandel. And then I would have to ask for a fourth wish because I'd need a cigar in there somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing to be stranded on an island with.
Well, anyway, Yvonne Fouché at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, you've had the entire week to sort of scan the landscape of all the great wines that you stock there at Catavino's Wine Shop, and we want to be able to have you talk about the wine of the week this week. Again, there's so many great wines that you've introduced us to. What is the wine of the week this week?
Well, the wine of the week this week is actually, I was going to find one that paired well with the olive oil, and I do have that. But given that we're approaching 107 degrees, I just couldn't resist selecting this wonderful Zinfandel Rosé as the wine of the week this week. It's just so crisp and refreshing, and it's perfect for this time of year. And, you know, it's got all these fresh aromas. There's strawberries and bright red fruits. The red berries with the red plums, it's very crisp, it's got good acid, so it's going to be very refreshing in this kind of weather. So it's very, and it's also dry, it's not sweet. So it's as opposed to a white Zinfandel, which has nothing to do with this. This is a true rosé of Zinfandel, and it's absolutely wonderful. So yeah, that's where you know, I chose to go, considering the weather we've been having.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the things that I just love about you, Yvonne, and about your store is you really look at the opportunity to educate your guests when they come in. And when you think about Zinfandel, it's one of my favorite red varietals, but I never even thought about a manifestation of a Zinfandel in a rosé. Now, you turned me on to the Creos Rosé of Malbec and really beginning to help me understand what a rosé can truly be. You've nailed another element here with this Zinfandel rosé. It sounds like the perfect wine for a hot afternoon like this.
It really is. And, you know, the thing about it is it's appealing to red wine drinkers because it's got some body going on. It, you know, it has a little bit of oomph to it. It's not overly light. It's not heavy by any means either. But you drink it chilled, so it's nice and refreshing in this kind of weather.
I think it sounds absolutely delicious, and I want to remind all of our listeners that Yvonne hosts these themed wine tastings every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., which means you only have a couple more hours to get over there and try some of these wonderful Zins that she has showcased for you to taste. You're going to have the opportunity to taste a flight of six wonderful Zinfandel wines with some lovely artisan cheese for only $10. And if you buy a bottle of wine, Yvonne's going to cut that price down to $8. And if you do what Edie Girolam does and buys the wine by the case, Yvonne is not going to charge you a thing for that tasting. So, Yvonne, we've got about another minute and a half left. What are some of the other Zinfandels that you're showcasing in your tasting today?
Oh, we've got a beautiful Primitivo out of Italy, which is the parent grape of the Zinfandel. We've got a heavyweight Zinfandel, which truly is out of Lodi, another windmill out of Lodi. And then I'm doing a late harvest Zinfandel, which is absolutely stellar. Been selling through the roof this weekend because people didn't think about a nice, sweet, kind of porty wine and how wonderful it can be also served chill for the summertime. Now, next week, we're having a very special tasting in honor of July 4th. We're going to do sparklies. So that's one I'll tell you, everybody and his brother, you know, sparklies are not just for breakfast anymore. We can drink them anytime.
Words of wisdom from Yvonne Fouché at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Now, all of the lovely Zinfandels that she just talked to you about, she encourages you to come in, try them. Tell her what you like. Tell her what you might want to do, and she's going to educate you on a wonderful world of wines. And friends, of all the 350 wines from all over the world that Yvonne stocks there at Catavinos, there's not one wine in the entire store that is over $15 a bottle. So, Yvonne, as I say every week, thank you for the public service that you provide to this community, and I can't wait to see you.
Yes, I look forward to that, Matt. You enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks so much. You do the same. We're going to be right back after a quick commercial break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live in the heart of happy hour here at Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics right here in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. I'm here with my celebrity co-host of the week, Edie Girolam. Edie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about the great things happening here in Tucson in the summertime. I love to stay here in the summer months. You love to stay here. You know, there's people that flock away. But, you know, this is when Tucson is really Tucson. And there's some great restaurant deals that are happening. all across southern Arizona.
I love it.
And it's just, you know, there's no reason to leave Tucson in the summertime. I mean, this is why we're here, for crying out loud. But anyway, we salute the Tucson Originals, that wonderful, vibrant community of local independent restaurants here in Tucson that really helped to put Tucson on the culinary map. It really has made it the culinary capital of the southwestern United States. And here to tell us a little bit more about this great summer special campaign that the Tucson Originals has is from Guinea's French Cafe, Chef Guinea Coralie Sata herself. What's going on, Chef?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. You know, we're having some lovely olive oil, something you know a thing or two about. You know, as an authentic French chef, I'm sure you use olive oil from time to time in your cooking, do you not?
Every single day.
Every single day, she says. Well, anyway, Edie Girolam and I are here, Chef Guinea, and we're talking about all the wonderful things that are going on in Tucson across the community here in the summer months. And the Tucson Originals, that wonderful network of independent, locally owned restaurants, has got a thing going now where you can experience for only a few bucks. Talk to us about the 2012 summer special campaign you have going on right now.
Well, the Tucson Originals restaurants, there's about 52 or so of us now, are running a $20 special. And they range all over the place. Some of us are breakfast, some of us are lunch and dinner. Guinea's special is 2x Provençal and 2 mimosas for $20. And the special goes on through Labor Day, which is September 3rd.
Wow. So let me have you rewind a little bit, because I love Guinea's for breakfast. Of course, Guinea's for lunch, the Friday happy hour. I think you guys have sort of redefined what happy hour can be up there at your lovely French bistro there on Prince and Campbell. But did you say two orders of the eggs Provençal at two mimosas, all for $20?
Yes, sir, I did. It's a great deal. It's a really good deal. People need to take advantage of it. All Tucson local restaurants, the originals anyways, most of us are participating, over half of us are participating in this $20 deal, and the specials truly are that. They are quite special, and people need to take advantage of those. We're driving customers and thanking them for supporting us throughout the summer.
That's great. I mean, some of our favorite Tucson Originals. I mean, it's only an hour show, so I can't list them all. But, you know, we love Pat over at Pastiche. Of course, Frankie's at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks. Edie Girolam, who are some of your favorite originals?
Well, I'm going up on Tuesday with my friend Karen Zolden, who's also a friend of the show. She's been on. And we're going to Lodge on the Desert, and we're going to get two grass-fed burgers and two beers for $20.
So I say, ladies and gentlemen, where it really in the world can you be introduced to a wonderful culinary experience during these wonderful summer months here in Tucson for only $20? And the Eggs Provençal over at Guinea's French Cafe is a manifestation of what it is that we're talking about, because it's not just throwing eggs in a pan. I mean, it's this lovely, you know, fresh herbs that Chef Guinea uses and the setting that she's created, you know. And I even love sitting outside. People think I'm crazy by sitting outside in the summer months, but I just love the patio.
Yeah, we have a misted patio, and you can bring your puppies on our patio as well. So it's a fun place to be on the patio.
That's great. So let me ask you this, Chef Guinea. When you are not at Guinea's French Cafe and you're going to go out for dinner, where are you going to go?
Oh, my gosh. I seriously probably visit every one of my Tucson Originals, and I eat out more often than I'd like to claim to. But I go around my neighborhood. I mean, I live right around my restaurant. So I go to Kingfisher, I go to Pastiche. Frankie's delivers, so I don't have to leave my house to have Frankie's food. He brings it right to my house. I eat out a lot.
That's great.
Though,
well, we'll remind everybody that the website. That's great. Well, the website address for the Tucson Originals, you can go right to www.tucsonoriginals.com, and you can click on specials, and you can really take a tour of all of the great, again, Coralie said, 52 restaurants. Most of them are doing these great specials for $20. You can basically pick the restaurant you want to go to. It's summer breakfast, summer lunch, summer dinner. People have some great happy hours, and really, you've got a different place to go to almost every day for the whole summer.
Exactly. You can pick out a restaurant. Exactly. Pick out a restaurant every week at least. We have our dinners are doing amazingly well. As you know, I didn't get to talk about that very much, but we're blowing out. We have a brand new wine list. We're blowing out our original wine list. We've got half price bottles of wine and $5 glasses right now too. And the food is amazing and very easy on the budget.
Yes, and in fact, very easy on the waistline, too. I mean, of course, you've got one of the great dessert menus in town, but every time I go to Guinea's, I get the sense that I'm eating right, I'm eating fresh, I'm eating healthy. I'm you know, and Chef Guinea is taking care of me. So we want to urge everybody, after they check out the TucsonOriginals.com website, get over to Guinea's French Cafe. Check them out online. She's got a wonderful and robust and hearty Facebook page where she's always saying happy birthday to people and really in intriguing people about what authentic French cuisine can be without spending a ton of money. And Coralie Sada, Chef Guinea, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do to keep smiles on the faces and on the palates of foodies across Southern Arizona.
Oh, thank you. I want to say thank you, Tucson, for all of your support for nearly 20 years in business.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to help me sing the Saguaro High School fight song, Coralie. You and I actually, you know, shared a couple of years in our youth together. But anyway, go Cougars anyway. Have a great summer. We'll see you soon, Chef.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. So, Coralie Sada, Chef Guinea over at Guinea's French Cafe. Have you been to Guinea's before,
oh,
Edie?
Absolutely. Love breakfast there. And my puppy's been there, too.
And, of course, she caters to puppies.
I know.
Yeah, we just absolutely love it. And she's not afraid to use some garlic and some anchovy and some thyme in the early morning hours. I mean, my hat is off to anyone that takes those kinds of risks because I absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you smell the olive oil?
Yes.
Can you smell the aged balsamic vinegar? I wonder what your next vinegar cocktail is going to be.
I don't know. We're going to find out soon, aren't we?
We're going to find that out very soon. Again, we are broadcasting live from the epicenter of happiness here in Southern Arizona for this Saturday edition of On the Menu Live. We're at Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in the St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. Tom Alfonso is here with his family, and all of his regulars are here. They're just smiling, and in fact, they're almost singing, for crying out loud, because when you think about olive oil and vinegar, it really is music to the ears and music to the palate. Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, Tom Alfonso himself is going to join us. You're listening to On the Menu Live right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the place where goodness happens. It's manifest beauty and joy and wisdom and everything put into a bottle. Yes, we're talking about gourmet olive oil. And where else can you find that in Southern Arizona than at Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics right here in the beautiful shaded St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. And Tom Alfonso's given 10% off to anybody that comes in here and says, hey, I heard you on the radio. From now until closing, we're here with our lovely celebrity co-host. Edie Girolam is back with us again.
Great to be here again.
Having a peach balsamic infused water.
Who would have thought, right?
I mean, I was reluctant. I'm not going to lie to you. The vinegar in my water?
No.
Okay, but you know what? Tom Alfonso is a man in whom I have put... And thank you so much for hosting such a great party here today. I mean, I never knew you could have so much fun with gourmet olive oil and vinegar.
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, as this peach vinegar infused ice water will attest. Talk about this. What gave you this idea, Tom?
We just try different things here at the store, and one day one of the employees says, you know, I've been putting this in my water, and we started trying it, and it's just great. I mean, so now we're turning customers on to it.
That's right, and so, I just heard some guy said, I'll have what she's having.
Right.
Everyone's talking about it. Well, Tom, I think right after you opened your doors, you came on the show. We had a brief time with you, talk a little bit about what sort of gave you the inspiration. But it's a privilege to be able to sit back with you and take a little bit of time and get inside your head a little bit. Talk a little bit about the inspiration for putting together this destination for olive oil and vinegar enthusiasts.
I came across the product a few years ago and got interested into the olive oil and balsamic vinegars. And I was ordering online from someone, and I, last March, said to my wife, I says, why don't we just open a store here in Tucson? And so by November, we were finished and got the store open. A lot of customers are really glad that we're here now and that Tucson has a supply for fresh olive oil and aged balsamics.
And I think the word fresh, if you're to think of all the words, how to distinguish. I mean, let's just get something out here on the table right now. I mean, let's just call a spade, Tom Alfonso.
Right.
Okay, when you go to the grocery store, you can buy olive oil, I suppose.
Yes, you're assuming it's olive oil.
Right. But when you think about the intention and the thought, and in fact, dare I say the mystery of what gourmet olive oil is really all about, what you buy at the Circle K is not what the olive oiliers had in. Talk about the difference between what's on the shelf and what's here at Alfonso.
Well, what's on the shelf is you really don't know what's on the shelf because it's labeled. A lot of the olive oil that you can buy
it's criminal.
Yes.
It's criminal, Tom.
UC Davis has done a large study, and over 100 of the grocery store olive oils are adulterated. They do not even meet the standards for extra virgin olive oil.
Wow.
So even a lot of olive oils that are claimed to be produced in Italy, it's not true. The olives come from Greece. They're transported to Italy for crushing and then bottled in Italy, so they say that it's made in Italy. So you really don't know what you're getting.
Wow. Wow, and so that as to educate consumers really is part of the platform of Alfonso.
Right.
It's to sort of open up your mind a little bit. Let me have you experience what real olive oil really is supposed to taste like.
Correct. And the whole thing is here. Our concept is that we always have a fresh supply of olive oil. We get we stay with the crush, so we have Northern Hemisphere oils right now, because that crush occurred in December. Fairly soon, we'll be switching over to Southern Hemisphere oils, and they were just crushed in May, June.
You know, I have an olive tree in my backyard that I've never done anything with, and I'm wondering if, and I know that's the case for a lot of people, do you ever use local olives for the oil?
No, we don't. My importer that I use, everything comes from single estates that they have exclusive agreements with, that they can control the date that it's harvested, the crush, how it's crushed, and the bottling.
It's interesting that you use the word crush because it reminds me of the winemaking process with crushing the grapes. And, of course, in that wonderful fall season, there's the big crush. I mean, is that as embraced in the olive oil
same.
World?
It's the same.
Same.
It is crushed. It's actually crushed. I mean, older mills still use the old stone crushers.
Wow.
Most modern mills use a different centrifugal crush.
And one of the things that when I first met you, we talked about, you know, the things to look for when you're evaluating, you know, olive oils. And you use this term that I've seen, but I really never understood what it was all about. It is this thing called first cold pressed. So if you've got a premium olive oil that is first cold pressed, you're probably headed in the right direction. What in the world does that mean? And why does that matter to me as a consumer?
First cold pressed is that it's pressed once. No heat is involved or minimal heat. You don't want to use above 80 degrees. A lot of suppliers will use higher heat when they're crushing because that extracts more oil from the olive.
Interesting.
And when you get into second presses, that's usually chemicals are added to extract more oil.
Oh no, thank you.
And you don't want any of that. And that's when you get into the extra light olive oil is chemically processed, pumice oil.
Mm-hmm.
Lampite oil.
Right. This is basically the stuff that's like $5 a gallon.
Exactly.
If you see olive oil that's $5 a gallon, please resist the temptation.
Exactly.
Listen to Tom Alfonso.
Right.
So we love the infused olive oils that you have here. It's, you know, it's not just sort of the rich, robust, authentic olive oil, which I love.
Right.
You've got different flavors, different varieties. Talk about those.
Right. We have flavor infused olive oils. So on the infused oils, what they do is they steep the herbs into the freshest oil that's available at the time. And on the fused oils, the fruit, like our blood orange and our Eureka lemon, the fruit is actually crushed with the olives at the same time.
Delicious.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever seen that done?
I mean, not yet.
Okay,
not
so that
I
sounds...
I've seen it in pictures,
right.
But I have not physically been there.
And Edie Girolam says that that's kind of almost like the same approach when a bartender is muddling.
Exactly.
When you're muddling certain ingredients, you know?
Exactly.
I've seen Edie muddle before, Tom.
I'm usually in a muddle.
She's usually in a muddle. Now, how many olive oils do you have right here for sale, right now?
Right now we have 13 plain olive oils.
13 olive oils. And you want to invite your guests to come in and not just take a bottle off the shelf, because I don't know that you can.
Actually, you can't. Nothing's pre-bottled.
Yep.
We bottle right out of the stainless steel tanks. These are called fusties. And what they do is they keep the air and the light out of it, because that is the worst thing for olive oil is light and heat.
Mm.
So we bottle once you select it. Once we bottle it, you're good for 8 months to a year. Keep the bottles in a dark pantry, cool spot, and you'll get, like I say, 8 months to a year.
Lovely. It always amazes me when you go over to a friend's house for a dinner party or something, and they have their big... a bottle of olive oil, you know, right next to the cooktop for everybody to see.
Yes.
You know, that might be a lovely centerpiece, but please don't use it, because it doesn't taste good if it's out there next to the stove.
Exactly. Or people say we put it in the refrigerator, and it's like, don't do that.
So we're actually, in a couple of minutes, we're going to put these very bold claims, Tom Alfonso, to the test. We're going to do a couple of shots of olive oil here, but it's not just about olive oil. You've got these aged balsamics from a wonderful place in Italy. Talk about the source of these wonderful balsamics.
They are all from Modena, Italy. We have a few from the U.S. and a couple from France. We have a champagne wine vinegar from France and a sherry reserva wine vinegar from France. We have our traditional 18-year-old balsamic, and the balance of our balsamics are 12-year-old. We have white balsamics and dark balsamics, and the difference between the two is on the dark balsamics, they caramelize the grapes, and the barrels that they're aged in are charred on the inside.
Hmm.
And they're all aged by the Solera method, which is a method of they place it into the first barrel. As it evaporates, they move it into the next barrel, which has older product in it. And that's done in a succession of 12 to 18 years.
Well, that sounds absolutely delicious.
So it's kind of like whiskey.
It's like I wasn't going to say it, but thank you, you did. I mean, no wonder it sounded so familiar.
Yes.
To me, certainly to Edie Girolam.
Right.
Do they have experts in balsamic maker like they have, do you know people who are known for their balsamic skills?
Different families, yes, over in Modena.
Who are some of the famous balsamic families?
That, I don't know their exact name.
There's got to be a Joe Balsamic somewhere, right? Joe and Nancy Balsamic. Yeah, come on in. Thanks for coming to our house. I remember the first time I tried a real aged balsamic vinegar. And, you think vinegar, right away you just think, you can't enjoy this by itself.
Right.
You've got to put a million things in it to make it, palatable.
Right.
The first time experienced real balsamic, it really was like tasting a fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
The artistry of balsamic is all about.
Right. I mean, we refer to them as juices because you can drink them straight. I mean, they are so smooth, you can really drink them straight. And they're not just for salads. I mean, you can use them for putting on desserts, ice cream, gelato. In your water.
In my water.
In your water. Yes. We have some people that put them in their alcoholic drinks.
Really?
Yes.
So there's some mixology opportunities here with the balsamics.
That customers have taught us.
Oh, yes. So yeah, now, we have a great many bartenders in town that listen to the show. Now I can already see them. The wheels are turning while they know where to get their aged balsamics right here at Alfonso.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's do it. I can't take it any longer. Let's try some oils and some vinegars here. Can you have someone here from your staff that can pull some of this nectar of the gods for us?
Yes. We'll do a Cobran Sosa. And a traditional. Cobran Sosa is an olive oil. It's a robust oil from Portugal. Has a real nice green taste to it.
Mm.
And it's the best way to describe it is that it's real green.
Okay. So
my wife, Nancy, here will show you how to taste olive oil.
And the nice thing is whenever you come in here, the instruction is as much a part of the experience as the tasting. I mean, correct. I love that you've got a pouring spout on it, just like you would a wine at a wine tasting. Mm-hmm. Nancy's just wonderful. Absolutely. Just the glue that keeps it all together right here. Nancy Alfonso, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, talk to us again about this. This is the Portugal?
Yes, this is from Portugal. Now, you want to place that little cup in the palm of your hand.
You're going to hold my microphone. It's all about service here at Alfonso. Someone's holding my microphone. Okay.
And you're going to want to put your other hand on top and spin it to warm it up.
Oh, this is fun. Oh, okay. Rotate it back and forth.
Yes.
So this is really bringing some heat into that oil.
What you're doing is going to release the aromas.
Okay. I like this. This is fun. My wife. Okay.
Now go ahead and smell it.
Okay. Keeping the wall sort of behind so you don't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just comes right up.
Right.
Is it a nose like a wine? Is this the nose of the oil?
This is the nose.
Okay, so how do I do this? I don't want to violate protocol, Tom.
Now, what you want to do is you want to slurp it.
Okay. I'm going to watch you first.
To get it all over your palate.
Okay, go ahead. So it's almost like a cupping when you're cupping with coffee. Okay.
Right. Now, it's going to give you a little peppery.
This is going to get all over my palate.
Hopefully you won't cough.
This is live radio. Oh.
That's amazing.
Oh,
you're going to get that nice pepper finish.
You are not kidding.
Wow.
Now, that pepper finish you should always taste on a quality, fresh olive oil.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never tasted anything like this.
I've never done it that way. Can I do this at home?
Yes, you can do it at
I
home.
I can play with my food.
With our oil. I wouldn't do it with your store bottle.
Please don't do that. Right. So this is beautiful, rich, robust. Like you said, a nice green. I mean, this is... You could really enjoy this, and it wouldn't be inappropriate by itself like this.
Right, right. I mean, this is great for bread dipping. You can saute with all the oils. These are not just finishing oils.
Okay, so we're going to do this the same rotation. Oh, it's a symphony.
Yes.
It's a symphony of flavors, Edie Girolam. I'm not kidding. This is, I mean, it's just coming alive in my mouth. Did I, Tom, just say that?
Yes, you did.
This is live. Now, the FCC is going to call, and something's going to go. All right, so we got 2 minutes left before you give a gift certificate away, and we can wrap up this conversation afterwards. So we've had this lovely infused olive oil, this rich, robust, earthy oil. Where are we going next?
We're going to do our 18-year-old traditional vinegar. Now, this you don't want to slurp, so you just want to drink it. Just sip it. This is our 18-year-old traditional.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's plain balsamic vinegar.
Not too sweet, but just enough.
A
little bit of a kiss.
Touch of sweetness.
Mm. Velvety as it's going down, so it continues to give long after it goes down. This is beautiful.
Now, this is great for desserts. You could put this in the water. A customer turned us on to making a glaze for salmon with this.
Oh, I can see that. Absolutely.
This with some red onion. Reduce it down a little bit, and then glaze your salmon.
And you do the tastings here. Talk about your hours of operation here.
We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 3. We do tastings whenever you come in. It's all free tastings. And the chemistry is an important part of quality olive oil also.
Right. And let me just tell you, now that I've sort of sat down with Tom and really experienced this, when you come into Alfonso, do yourself a favor. Give yourself the opportunity to spend some time.
Yes.
And don't rush in, rush out, grab a bottle and go. Get to know the oils and the vinegars that you're going to be bringing home because they really become part of the family.
That's correct.
I mean,
that's
this
correct.
Is absolutely
and
delicious.
And then we also do pairings with the – if you get a flavored oil – we can tell you which balsamic pairs well with it.
So you just want to say, this is what we're having for dinner tonight?
Exactly.
You can make recommendations.
Right.
Okay, I am sure there are listeners that are listening to the show right now that want to experience Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics for themselves, and you're going to give the opportunity to give away a gift card for the first person that calls in to the studio with the answer to this question.
What is the difference between... infused olive oil and fused olive oil?
Great question. What is the difference between fused olive oil and infused olive oil? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Hey, Arizona, how you doing? Guy Fieri from the Food Network, and I know you are digging it when you're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Ressel.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Ressel falling in love all over again with what olive oil and balsamic vinegar can be. In fact, we're broadcasting live from Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. And Tom Alfonso says, if you come on in for the last few minutes of the show, in fact, if you want to stay for an hour and get to know him and his oils and his vinegars a little bit better, he's going to take 10% off your entire purchase. So, friends, this is the place to be, as Edie Girolam has just found out. I mean, I could kind of see this as kind of a regular occurrence.
Oh, I'm in the neighborhood. I'll be back.
Great. This is great. So anyway, I have to say, for the first time, we have a stumper.
Good.
We have a stumper.
That was a pretty easy question.
I would have thought. But anyway, there's a gift certificate with your name on it, so you can come in here and dance around the world of olive oil and vinegar. Treat yourself to a lovely basket. Bring it home. Give it a gift. This is a great experience, great opportunity for you to get to know olive oil and vinegar. Again, the trivia question is, what is the difference between fused olive oil and infused olive oil? And the number is 880-5678. Again, the number 880-5678. And there'll be an Alfonso's gift card that's going to go to the first person that calls in with the right answer. So, you know, we talked a little bit about it, Tom Alfonso, during the show. I don't know if you want to give a little hint or just going to stand strong.
No, I'll touch base on it again. The fused is when the fruit is actually crushed with the olive oil, and the infused is where the herbs or spices are teabagged method into the olive
oil. Great. Well, that was the answer. Very good.
There it is.
So you're going to give your wife a gift card. Anyway,
That's all right.
You know, we've got a few minutes left. Let's be spontaneous here. We want to give away a gift card. We want to give our listeners a chance to come on here and experience this for themselves here on KNST. What would be another good question to ask, do you think? Something a little easier, Tom Alfonso.
What are the two hemispheres that would get the oil?
Oh, okay. That's fair. What are the two hemispheres, see how educated our listeners are,
right?
What are the two hemispheres where they get their oil here at Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics? Again, the number 880-5678, 880-KNST. So you got a Facebook page, Tom Alfonso?
We have a Facebook page. We have a website you can order online. It's alfonsooliveoil.com and our Facebook page.
Great. Okay, well, you know, there's a guy who's called in that has the sound of confidence in his voice. We're going to say hi to Sam. Welcome to On the Menu Live, Sam.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
Anyway, Tom Elf.
How you doing?
Tom Elf. Yeah, is Tom there?
This Hello? Is Tom.
Yeah, Tom Hello? Is here, Sam.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Tom is here, Sam. Okay, yeah, Tom is right here, buddy.
Yeah, this is Sam Robinson. And I have
an answer
Sam,
to your
how you
quiz. Doing? Okay, go ahead.
Fused olive oil is when the fruits or whatever additives are crushed simultaneously with the olives. And infused is... Pardon? Hello?
No, go ahead.
Infused.
Yeah, go ahead. That was just our producer, Sam.
When herbs or whatever are added later after the olive is crushed.
That's correct, Sam.
I would say that's correct. Anyway, Sam, congratulations. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. I want to have you stick on the phone because Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to get a gift card out to you in the mail.
And congratulations to Tom.
Thanks, Sam.
Very good. You feel like giving away another gift card to the second
sure,
caller?
Sure, why not?
We do have a couple of callers that think they know the answer to the hemisphere question. Anyway, we're going to let Kat get Sam's information, but we'll ask Adrian and John to hang out for just a bit. So you've got this great Facebook page, Tom, where you can showcase all the great photography to give people a sense of the setting here.
Yes, we do, and we've just been updating it, so it's working out real well.
That's great. And so you talked about the tasting opportunities. There's no bottle of olive oil that is here that you can just pick up and take with you.
No.
Really can go down the line and taste them all, sip them all, just like we just did on live radio.
Right. Once you make your selection, we actually bottle it for you right here on site.
That's great. It's not just about the olive oils and the balsamics. You've got a great selection of the artisan salts and rubs.
We do. And we have teas, and we have olive oil facial products and bath products, and we have some gift sets. We have spices, so there's quite a bit here at the store.
That's great. Now, do you do olive oil facials right here
no,
in
not
the store?
Yet. Not yet.
Anyway, we're going to ask Kat back at the studio. Tom wants to give away one more gift card. We had a couple of callers. The question was, what are the two hemispheres from which the olive oils are sourced? We've got John. Hey, John, thanks for listening. Welcome to On the Menu Live. What's the answer?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, my
great.
I believe it's the north and the south hemisphere.
Correct. You are correct.
How in the world did you know that, John? That's just I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned.
I only know
anyway,
north and south.
Well, you know, congratulations, John. I mean, it's going to be Tom Alfonso's privilege to send you a gift card in the mail as well for you to come and experience Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Thanks for listening. Stay on the line. We're going to get all your
Thank
information.
You.
Thanks so much. So the north and the south hemisphere, Tom.
That's right.
I mean, the lines just lit up back in the studio.
Now, we could ask which countries are involved in those hemispheres.
You know, as long as you want to keep giving away gift cards, Tom, I'm all over it. Anyway, maybe for our next show.
There you go.
You'll say,
there
okay.
You
so, so Tom, you've got some teas here as well.
We
I
do.
See.
We have some Tiesta tea, and we have DCO pasta that we sell. We have that's from a Tempe company, and our spices come from Galena Garlic out of Chicago. We have biscottinis, which are Grandma Santi's, made here in Tucson. So we have some biscottinis or biscottis. Depends on how you want to say it.
Yep, yep. And I want to take just a minute to talk a little bit about the setting here, because I want to give people a sense of the destination setting here. I mean, I feel like I'm in a Northern California wine tasting room. I mean,
sure.
With the hardwood floors and the thoughtful color treatments. Talk about the interior here.
Right. Well, actually, one of our employees is an interior designer who helped my wife and I design the store. I mean, our floors are reclaimed hardwood from Washington Grain Mills. So a company out of Colorado went and they take down these grain mills. And the colors, we just wanted the place to feel warm. And inviting when you come in. I mean, we have our open concept with the three-compartment sink behind the counter, so it's kind of makes you feel like you're in our own kitchen.
That's exactly the feel we get here.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
Great. Anyway, Tom Alfonso, you and your family, are heroes in this community now for sure. Thanks mm-hmm. for bringing this great concept and helping to introduce us to what olive oil and balsamic vinegar really should be. We're absolutely grateful.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And a lot of our customers are really thanking us that we're here.
That's great. You're going to be in business for a long, long time, my friend. Edie Girolam, thank you so much for hanging out with us for another hour.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure catching up with you. We're broadcasting live from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics here in St. Philip's Plaza. A couple more hours left until closing. I want you to come down here and meet Tom for yourself and taste what olive oil and vinegar is supposed to be.